Hello, and thank you for listening to the Hope Relentless Marriage Podcast, where we talk about all things marriage. We're honored to spend some time with you, and well done on investing in your relationship. It matters. Our goal is to encourage and equip you in your incredible adventure of marriage, whether you're in a low place or a high place. This is for us, those courageous enough to believe we can actually change the world, one marriage at a time, starting with our own. Please connect with us on our website, hoperelentless.com. And remember, there is always, always hope.
Hello, welcome to the Hope Relentless Marriage Podcast. Sarah Gale and Chad here. And today we are going to be starting a series called How to Enjoy the Holiday Season. The holidays are upon us and we are very excited, but we also recognize that the holidays can have some landmines that as marriages we can fall into sometimes. And so to start, we're going to talk about unity with your spouse. And as with anything, the most important thing to achieve this unity with our spouse is our expectations.
Yeah, I think the fall in general, like I think about the fall leading into the holidays is one of my favorite seasons. But with that, like you mentioned, there can be some obstacles. And I think a huge part of that can be expectations. Like I think about one of my favorite things in the holidays is sports, like football is happening. I got college, NFL, NBA's coming back. This season, we've got the World Cup coming.
That's right.
And that can create expectations. I might want to watch some of these games. You might want to do different things as a family or go on a date night or, you know, so there's just constantly things competing for our attention. And, you know, our heart is first for our own family to navigate different seasons well, but then our passion to see other families and other marriages navigate seasons and feel encouraged and supported. And so for this particular series, we wanted to talk about navigating the holidays. The key part, as Sarah Gale mentioned, was expectations, getting on the same page. And I think for us, as we've been married, there are some areas where we kind of know, right? But each season, it's good to check in and trying to become more aware of what expectations do we have coming into this particular holiday season.
And again, the goal is unity with our spouse. And so we just want to give you a little example that happened to us early in marriage that really made us aware of how significant expectations are and how they're a little bit tricky because we think, well, first of all, sometimes we don't realize we have expectations. And then when we do have expectations, we think, oh, it's not a big deal. This is something that I expected. But we want to walk you through some things to consider when you have expectations and even how to make yourself aware that you have expectations when you might not be expecting it. And so in our marriage early on, there was, you know, different chores that we kind of talked about and we divvied up. And for Chad, my expectation is that he would take out the trash. And so do you remember that, Chad?
Yeah. So, you know, we kind of divvied up chores and taking out the trash landed as something I was responsible for. And I was like, yeah, not a big deal. I can take out the trash. And so, you know, kind of a day goes by, a week goes by, we're just living life. And one day Sarah Gale's like, I thought you would take out the trash. And I was like, what do you mean? I take out the trash all the time. What have you been taking out the trash? And Sarah Gale was like, no. I was like, exactly. So I feel like I am taking out the trash. But in the conversation, we realized that how we defined taking out the trash was different. So there were these expectations. We thought we were in agreement, but we had different definitions of what taking out the trash meant. So why don't you share, what was your definition of taking out the trash?
So it was a while ago, and now our boys take out the trash.
Which is amazing.
Yes, but I think it was something like I was expecting him to have the trash out and not anywhere on the premise by the time I woke up in the morning. And he was thinking he'd wake up, and then if there was trash, he would take it out later in the afternoon, perhaps. There was no timeline. But for me, my expectation, which I didn't realize was an expectation, is that I would not see it in the morning when I woke up.
Well, and I think part of it for you was the second the trash is full, I should take it out.
Oh, yeah, that as well. Yep, definitely.
For me, it was the intersection of the trash being full and me leaving the house. So I might see the trash is full and I'm going to leave the house in 45 minutes and I'm going to walk down to the car and I got to walk past the trash bin. So my thought was, yeah, the next time I leave, I will take the trash out. And oftentimes before leaving, I would check to see, is the trash full? Should I take it with me? And this is kind of a simple and maybe silly example, but it highlights that when we have expectations that we do not share, it creates room for division. It creates room for disagreement. It creates room for frustration. And the holidays are way more dynamic than taking out the trash. There are a lot of expectations around who we celebrate with. What do those celebrations look like? You know, gifts, money, travel. There's so many different dynamics that can go into the holidays. So we wanted to talk about expectations and then just kind of model a basic conversation that can help you navigate the holidays in a way where you can enjoy them. And most importantly, be in agreement with your spouse. Oftentimes when we talk about these things ahead of time, then we can completely avoid potential issues.
Yes. And when it comes to expectations, it is important to ask yourself, is there something that I just am thinking my spouse will do? Like, is there an expectation I have of my spouse? Just take a moment and you think about that. And then you want to ask yourself, does my spouse know that this is what I am expecting? And then to go even further, you want to say, are there any details around what I am expecting? So in our trash example, my expectation was that Chad would take out the trash, but I can't just leave it there. And this is something I talk about with my clients all the time, the other couples that I see. If I leave it there, then he might take out the trash like as he's leaving the house, like he mentioned, and I'm still upset with him. And he's thinking, okay, I am fulfilling the expectation. But I'm thinking the trash is full and it's still not taken out. So the question is, when do I want him to take out the trash? Because that's a detail that needs to be discussed so that I don't have to be frustrated. And then also he doesn't have to be frustrated or feel like he's not appreciated when he's doing what he thinks I'm wanting him to do. The last thing is agreement. If I have an expectation of Chad, and I've told him, okay, these are the details of how I want it to, you know, play out. Did he say yes?
Yeah. Were we in agreement is a key dynamic that can kind of trip up a lot of relationships.
Right. And so a lot of times we say, okay, we talked about this. But then when I go through with my couples and I say, okay, so what are the details of this? Did both of you agree on this? Oh, no, we didn't. And so when we're talking about the holidays, there are a few questions we want to walk you through and have these points in mind as far as expectations go, as far as did you guys agree about it? Is it detailed? And are you clear that you even have these expectations so that you can grow in unity and be in agreement? So the first question when it comes to navigating the holidays and enjoying the holiday season is to ask yourself who. Who are you wanting to spend the holidays with? For example, do you want it just to be family time? And we're talking about, you know, whatever holidays that you might celebrate. There's a lot coming up in these next few months. And so you want to know, are you spending it just together as a family? Are you spending it with in-laws? You know, are you spending it with friends? So you want to talk about who are you spending the holidays with?
Especially since the holidays has a tendency to have so many gatherings. Like I even think about work. You know, a lot of couples out there, one person might really enjoy their colleagues and the spouse might not. Mm-hmm. Like going to a holiday party might not be enjoyable for a spouse. Right. And then there's other situations where maybe both people love those gatherings. It's just important to talk about them so that you can set the expectations, move towards agreement, and then operate in unity. I know for us, we've kind of flip-flopped with what we want our holidays to look like and who we want to spend our holidays with. When we were first married, we didn't have kids. And so it was easy for you and I to kind of pick up and go somewhere else, to go see one of our parents or to go celebrate outside of where we live. And then as the kids were younger, we started to realize there was this desire to spend Christmas morning in our own home with our kids. And and to enjoy that time just as the four of us. And so I think that's what makes these conversations important, is in different seasons, we might desire a different outcome. And so it's right. important to actually talk through this holiday season. Who do we want to spend time with?
Mm-hmm. And so speaking of that, I think we alluded to in one of the previous podcasts that I'm a part of Toastmasters, and I'm actually the president of my club this season. And so we have a Christmas party coming up. And an expectation that I think would be reasonable is that Chad, my husband, attends the Christmas party with me. And so early in marriage, that was the expectation I had. And so I wouldn't necessarily even ask him, maybe until the last minute. And I would just be assuming he's going with me because you're supposed to bring your spouse and it's a good time. And this is what we're talking about when we talk about expectations around the holidays and getting on the same page. It's simply asking the question beforehand and recognizing that your spouse might be different than what you think he or she is going to be like. And so now I won't expect that Chad is attending anything with me that has something more to do with my personal hobbies. I will ask him and then he will tell me, and then we'll make agreement or we'll do whatever's important for the family in that moment.
So just for the record, I am attending the Toastmasters holiday party.
Because it's fun.
This is true. It is fun. So the next thing to talk about as it relates to the holidays and getting in agreement is what? What will your plans be? So initially we can kind of talk about the who, but the next thing is to talk about the what. Kind of going back to the taking out the trash example, these are some of the details that can create a more enjoyable holiday season. I even think about, early some of these conversations used to frustrate me because I would feel like, let's just go with the flow. Let's just kind of wing it. Let's just see what happens. But that's oftentimes where frustration comes from, because there's then uncommunicated and unagreed upon expectations. And now when we actually talk about this, it actually creates a deeper level of communication and understanding for where each one of us is. So coming into the holidays, it's like, oh, well, what is who, but now what? And often when we talk about these things, I realize even for myself, what I want, even by just having to share with you, I realize, oh, this might be different than I thought. And by answering some of these questions, we get additional layers of clarity, which is great.
Right. And so it requires some self-reflection to know, okay, how do you see the holiday season going? Because we don't want disappointment to be there when it's the vacation time is over and you're like, oh, I didn't get to do A, B, or C. So the next thing to consider is when. Things like, when will you take time off? We're kind of already in the holiday season, so I'm sure you've already taken your time off if you're going to. But also, when are you planning to do the what? Right? Because you can have the what as far as, oh, we're going to go to the zoo on, you know, during this break. But if you don't actually put in the calendar when you're going to do that, the break is going to be over and you might not have done something that was important for you to do.
Yeah, exactly. And so these all kind of build on each other. Who are you spending the holidays with? What are you planning on doing? I know for you, Sarah Gale, oftentimes some type of contribution within the community is an important part for celebrating the holidays. That could be giving out food. That could be buying gifts for another family. That could be welcoming people into our home so that we can host them. But these what's take that planning of, well, when are these things going to happen?
Exactly.
And when we don't plan the when, then there's a good chance we miss them, or those experiences end up being a fraction of what they could have been. And so now it comes down to how. How will you approach the holidays? What will your mindset be? How much money are you willing to spend on some of these different things that you've talked about? These are all important details. Just the other day, Sarah Gale came in and we were talking about the holidays. We were talking about gifts for the boys. We were talking about stuff for the house. And we realized how easy it is to say, oh, well, let's do this, and then how quickly that can grow into other things that reach beyond what the other person thought we were talking about.
Right. And the how for me really goes into the why. why are you celebrating? Like, what is the bigger purpose? Is what you're doing going to correspond to your bigger family values? So that really impacts what you're going to buy, your mindset around the holidays. Is it to be generous? Is it to receive? Like, what is your why behind each of the holidays that you're celebrating? And really, you're thinking about what is important to you. And so that's something to even remind yourself of throughout the holidays and remind even your children of, because the holidays can creep up on us and we can start to just react and be a product of all the materialism and a product of just everything going on, our schedule, our time. It can all just be taken away very quickly because we get caught up. And so when you think about your why and the bigger picture of these holidays, I think that will help us to stay grounded and do what's actually important to us, but then also have a mindset of that along the way.
I think a big part of when I think about the work that you do in counseling couples and the heart that we have within Hope Relentless to encourage and equip marriages, a lot of it is it's so easy to put our marriage on the back burner and other people, other organizations, culture, just we get busy.
Yeah.
And we can lose a level of intentionality with our day that can turn into a week, a month, a season. And next thing we know, it's like we're just running around doing stuff that doesn't fulfill us, that doesn't bring satisfaction and joy. And so as we enter the holidays, are oftentimes a particularly busy season. And so as we navigate these expectations, as we have conversations with our spouse, if you have kids and you want to involve them in the conversation to clarify what are their expectations, it'll position us to enter the holiday season essentially with a plan so that we can hit January and look back on the holiday season feeling like the holidays, we were able to enjoy the things that we wanted to enjoy. We were able to contribute to the things that we wanted to contribute and to kind of take our marriage off the back burner, move it to the front seat, prioritize our relationship and how we want the holidays to be celebrated. I just think that's going to lead to exactly what the objective of this particular podcast, how to enjoy the holiday season.
Right. And so the last thing that I'll add to this is just the self-care and spouse care. And what I mean by that, and let's start with spouse care. So what are you doing together this holiday season with your spouse? What are you being intentional about regarding time with your spouse? And you can even look through all the things we already talked about. And you want to think about, are you getting your spouse a gift? Are you guys going to do an experience together? Because that can get lost in the midst of all that's going on as well. We want to utilize this time, especially when a lot of us have taken time off. A lot of times we just think it's all about the kids and what we're going to do with them. And yeah, let's have a good time with the kids. But again, the most important relationship when it comes to our family life is our spouse. So let's utilize this time to really have some quality moments together. And then with self-care, it's similar. What are you doing to care for yourself throughout the holidays? Are you trying to just meet everybody's expectations of you? Are you trying to keep up with the Joneses, if you will? When are you spending time with yourself and just having peace and quiet? When are you reflecting on, are you actually living at a pace that's sustainable? And so it's crucial to have that self-care, because then you'll show up more joyful and more excited, and it will just make whatever outing, whatever event you're a part of go that much better.
And I think about the new year and how oftentimes the new year is a time culturally where we prepare, where we set goals, where we dream dreams. Mm-hmm. And the holidays run right up into obviously the new year. And so if we approach the holidays with a level of intentionality, caring for our spouse, caring for ourselves, it just builds great momentum into the next year. How we finish one year is kind of how we can start the next. And so by taking a short conversation, I think we did this a couple of days ago, and it wasn't that long. It's a short conversation, but it creates clarity.
Yep.
And from clarity, we can approach the day with strength and with purpose and with faith. And we're better positioned to experience what God has for us, and also to be more aware of what God might be doing in us and through us this particular holiday season.
Yeah. And so as we close, I just want to make you aware of a download that we have. You can access it on our website, www.hoperelentless.com. And you'll see just, you know, click on the link that says download, and it will just walk you through what we talked about. And so you can go through it yourself so that you are clear on just your plan for this holiday season. It's important that we have a plan. But then I recommend try to go through it with your spouse. Use this as a time. You can do it on a date night, because this is just getting to know each other more as far as what's important to you. What are some of your expectations? How can we meet each other this holiday season and the things that matter to us both? And so you can write through, you can write on that download and just be clear on your plan. So look for that. We'll be back on here to finish up this series. And it's going to be, it's called, the next episode is Hope in the Midst of Challenge this holiday season. As we know, a lot of us also are facing challenges, and it's not all roses and sunshine and rainbows when it comes to the holidays. So until then, remember, there is always, always hope.